Well, here we all are. We have all made it to the final page of the final chapter of the year 2022. A year that I say has been nothing but eventful. Whether it had good events, bad events, both at the same time, it was eventful nonetheless. As I say that, I honestly feel like all years have been like that, but it's because we started paying attention to so much that we realized, wow, this has been one event-packed year. But I think we say that every time. I know I didn't start saying it until the end of 2020, going into 2021, because that year started off on a just wild point. I think I woke up the next day and the first thing I saw was World War III happening. I'm like, wait, whoa, we just started the game. Jersey not even full of sweat yet, and we already just facing off against all of this. So when that year ended, I was like, yeah, this is crazy. But we made it. We did it. And then COVID, and it was just like, oh, okay, all right. But 2022, I was just adjusting to the new norm that was created by both the previous years. And I was just like, all right, this is going to be different. We now know we've adjusted to all of this. So now we can move forward. But 2022 was like, nah, I'm not going to just bring you back to normalcy. No. I've got some stuff in store for all of you. But despite all of that, or, you know, as a result of all of that, here we all are. You know, those who were fortunate to get to this point, I'm pretty sure there's a lot running in your heads, whether you're like me and reflecting on everything that has happened during this year and what you're going to do with all of that as a result of moving forward into the new year, or you're already just preparing for the new year. You're just kissing this year goodbye. You're like, you know what? Hey, deuce. If someone were to ask me, hey, Chillis, What did 2022 do for you? How did you feel about the year? I would have two answers. The first answer would be from my viewpoint as a content creator, i.e. a podcaster. And I would just honestly say that this has probably been one of the most frustrating years that I've ever had, in all honesty. When I first started this season, I had so much plans that I wanted to get off the ground, but I couldn't because of just inconvenience, busy schedule, or my software programs just not working the way I wanted to. It's like every time I find the perfect program, it's like, nah, I don't know what it is. I really don't know. I'm using the same program I started the year with, and this was supposed to be temporary because this only allows me a limited amount of speaking time before I have to open another file. The process takes longer. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like, it's an inconvenience in a sense where I just want to record straight through and then that's it. I don't know if it's a sign that I should stop being cheap and really invest into the good programs like, you know, FL Studios, or go back to my old computer and plug back GarageBand. GarageBand really just set the stage in a way that no other program could fill its place. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm currently using an HP, and the HP has been great, but their recording programs, I'm sorry, GarageBand takes the cake. I mentioned GarageBand to someone, and they were like, that program's okay. And they're right. Like, for what I was using it for before podcasting, when I was, like, really heavily music-oriented, it just provided subpar service. But for podcasting, it was perfect. Perfect. Right down to the tiniest, minute detail. No, I didn't steal that from anything. That's me. I said that originally. But yeah, I really feel like I didn't accomplish half or even a fraction of what I wanted to accomplish. I would say that I completed 3% of what I wanted to do this year. But the optimist in me is saying, you know what? There's always next year. So I just say what I say. You know, it was a frustrating year and I move forward. Now, if you were to ask me that question, And I would give you the answer from my viewpoint outside of being a content creator. I would say that 2022 has been one of the best years of my life. One of the best years of my life. Even with all the tiny setbacks that I faced, the way my perception is now as a result of all the blessings that I was given and fortunate enough to take with me into the new year, I just am so grateful for what I experienced. And as a result of the blessings that I received this year, that I'm fortunate to receive, in particular one especially, I was inspired to... Okay, so a while ago, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I had made an announcement for an episode that I had in mind that I really wanted to get off the ground. Like, I wanted to record as soon as I announced it, but I didn't have the time. There was one point in time where I had the time, but it wasn't working out. Like, the program that I was using wasn't playing back anything, and I was just like, I got really discouraged. And I was already thinking about how none of what I wanted to do had happened for me in terms of podcasting. So I was just like, damn. But today, I had the time, I had the energy, and the determination to just make sure I get this episode off the ground. And this is that episode. But as I think about it, the more I made this episode special in my head, the more I realized it was something that I was already doing this entire time. But now that I'm conscious of it, it's still special. I think all my episodes are special in all honesty, but the ones that I really be excited to record, I do get twice as disappointed when I'm unable to get them off the ground as soon as possible. But here we are. So rather than dwelling on what was or what was supposed to be, we're going to focus on what is. But before I do that, since this is the last episode of the year, let me do this right. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always and forever be one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, hopefully. Chillest. Let's get it. I don't know why, but while I was just listening to that intro play, I just had this bittersweet feeling, you know? We're really at the end of season 5. Overall, the season did not go the way I wanted it to go. And it's crazy because I associate themes with all of my intros that I make. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but this theme, the theme that played represented, you know, just growth, moving forward, and just being established. It's like, yeah, I've been podcasting for five years going on 6, but this felt like my year as a podcaster, and it did not go the way I wanted it to go. But nonetheless, I am extremely grateful for being able to complete another year. I'm extremely grateful for those who tuned in and listened to the podcast, who shared it, who encouraged me to keep going. What really pushed me to get this episode recorded was my brother, Zay. I'm not going to use his real name because when I called him, I got the artist version. But he was telling me, you know, to just keep going with this. And I don't even know what made him say that at the point in time I needed to hear it, because at that point in time I was writing notes and I was just like, damn, that's crazy timing. So shout out to you, bro. I love you. You've been doing a fantastic job with the music. Shout out to my cousin Tommy, who is my younger brother. Like, I call him my brother, so he's a brother to me as well. Both of you have just inspired me to keep going, and I'm grateful for your words of kindness and encouragement that you've given me. I'm grateful to everyone who's just been pushing me, whether it was through tough love or just traditional love. It was something that I needed to move forward. So despite this journey not going the way it was supposed to go this year, I have all the lessons that I need to move forward and make next year the year. Either way, I'm focused and I'm filled with I'm filled with positive vibes, but I'm not filled with like steady words. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I am getting a little bit emotional. Just a tad bit. But yeah, like that intro, just I didn't use it as much as I wanted to use it. So I think I might use it for the upcoming season, which is slated to be debuted on its usual date, which is January 16th. I know my word has been shaky as of lately, but nonetheless, I will be back January 16th. That is something I do not want to get comfortable with having a backup date, because I feel like when you prepare for backups, you're just kind of giving yourself a cushion or a moment to relax. You know, you're not teaching yourself to be disciplined, to fall through with your plans. You know, when it comes to being able to control them, I'm not saying when so much is going around you and it's like, no, focus. No, sometimes you have to focus on what happens and not what you want to happen. So I'm talking about when you are just doing nothing and you're like, damn, even if I don't do it this time, I'll do it the next time. I didn't want to rely on that. So January 16th, the Chilling with Chillers podcast will return. Even if I have to record those episodes tonight and just act like it's the new year. Hey, it's 2023. We started off on a sunny day. Yo, Chillers, it actually snowed since the new year started. You're a liar and you're a fraud and you're canceled. It's like, whoa. Yeah, but, you know, I'm definitely going to use that intro again because I like it. Yeah, I don't know why it hit when I started listening to it now. I was like, oh, damn. So listen to that bass. But jumping into what I want to speak on, I had this revelation a while back. It started around the week before Christmas. And I think the love of my life, shout out to you, she sent me a video that kind of reignited the thought I had in my head. And it was just about the concept of failure. And just failure is looked at as the worst thing possible, when in reality, it's one of the best things to happen to you. In addition to victory. We all want victory, but failure is not necessarily a bad thing. Failure doesn't get a lot of credit. Now, I have said before in the past that I thrive on failure. Like, I think so much in my life has been failure. And it could be a lot of things. It could be the things that I've mentioned in the past. It could be things I've never even brought up because I didn't want to. But I'm grateful for failure, and I think there's some room for failure to get its flowers. I'm not saying that, you know, there's different kinds of failures. There's the failures that, you know, you don't prepare for, so failure is going to be a result. But there's the failures where you don't expect and it just kind of makes you feel a certain way. But you gain something from it. And I think victory and failure are two sides of the same coin anyway. And I also think that sometimes we can create failure in our head just by how we think. So once we establish that failure is a possibility, we already thought of the worst case scenario. So all we have to do is move forward and just play events out with our actions and not our minds, because it's easy to create the idea of what could happen if you win or lose. But if you don't do anything to make either of those things a reality, then it's just like, what are you really doing besides sharpening your imagination? And that's one thing that I'm really good for. I'm really good for sharpening my imagination. And it's hindered me so much in the past that I don't want to do it anymore. I'm all about just jumping into something and just getting it going and just seeing the results for myself firsthand. There's one principle I've always stood on, and it was just doing something just to see the result. The only time I hesitated on doing something is when I knew it was going to affect other people. That's when I was like, damn, I don't know, yo, no say. I'll get more into it when I return from this sponsor by Anchor. My sincerest apologies for just breaking like that so suddenly, but unfortunately, I failed 14 minutes and 40 something seconds out of 15 minutes that I was given to record thanks to this lovely recording program that I'm using. So rather than being cut off abruptly and just having to jump in all crazy, I was like, let me just control when I'll stop and then I'll just jump in. And hopefully with this time frame that I'm given, because now I got 14 minutes and something seconds left, I can get my point across clearly without jumping into another recording process. But if I have to, I will. It's been a while since I was able to share my words, and it's the last episode of the year. So what the hell? But I was saying that failure is a part of the journey. It's, you know, unless you have that insane luck and you've experienced nothing but victories and just getting everything you want, tell me your secret, please. But kudos to you. But I realized that sometimes we can create the failure and manifest it just by how we think. And if we can just shape our mind to say, hey, look, both victory and failure are either guaranteed or a possibility. Because if you get one, then you don't get the other, obviously. But once you have that mindset that either or could happen, the only thing left to do is to just move forward and create the outcome of either or. But to assume failure, to be consumed by the idea of failure, and have that stop you from making any progress at all, that is ultimately just not going to go the way you think. And what I mean by that is you may say, nope, rather than fail, I'm just not going to do it. That way I don't have to worry about failure. You're failing already. You have given yourself the option that you feared the most by not even attempting to see if that option was going to come true. I know that's crazy. That's one of the craziest like thought processes when you really think about it, that you're already living your worst nightmare by just not doing what you want to do. It's like, oh my God, you know what? Rather than not see my dreams come true, I'm just going to live life normally. Do you understand that you are now the orchestrator of what it is that you feared? So anything that you could have done or experienced as a result of moving forward, you were the judge and you intervene, and it was just like, no, I choose failure by not doing anything, by remaining stagnant. I saw a video today on Instagram, and it was with Denzel Washington, and he said, don't mistake moving forward for progress because you could run in place. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. not what he was saying was crazy, but just the idea of like, we can mistake one for the other just because we're doing something that's only part of what we need to do. So if you feel you're moving forward, you're like, all right, well, I'm already moving forward, so that's progress. No, you're just moving forward towards where you need to go in order to begin your progress. And I was like, the fact that I came across that video today when I wanted to record what I wanted to record was just insane. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be comfortable with the idea of failure or be happy about it. If you are frustrated with failure, by all means, you are just as human as those who can brush it off and move forward. All I'm saying is to just put it in your head that failure is a possibility and thrive on the idea that you are going to grow forward from it. And if you just happen to not experience the worst case scenario and embrace the victory that came your way, that's also good too. That's great. My focus point is not to focus on failure. My focus point is to focus on moving forward, to receive progress, whether it's the progress you want or the progress you don't. Moving forward is always the goal. I'm really saying all of this for myself too, because in all honesty, you know, I don't want to get comfortable with the idea of failure. I just want to get comfortable with the idea that I know that there's nothing I can control other than moving forward. Everything else is going to be a result of me moving forward. If I don't move anywhere, then that failure that I was worrying about, it already exists with me. But if you experience failure, failure does not mean the end. Failure creates a new path. Either you keep going to get to that victory eventually, or you stop right there. and you pursue something else, or you just leave it all alone. There's also no wrong answers for you based on what you want to do for your own life. If you're comfortable with this, with the decisions you make, there's no such thing as right or wrong. And it took me a long time to understand that too. Like, if you're disappointing everybody else, but you're happy, what's the one thing you're going to focus on? I mean, you may look at it as like, why is no one else happy for me? But if you're happy with the choices you make for your life, you have to apologize to absolutely no one. Now, if you're doing something to make everyone happy, but you're miserable, that is no way to live. And even if they tell you, hey, but hey, you got this going for you, so, you know, I wouldn't be too upset. It's like, no, this isn't what you want to do. People got to stop mistaking the idea of what success means for what a person should be doing. You know, that's a weird way to word it. But basically, it's like if someone gives you a blueprint and that blueprint has success, but there's no way of you being happy, but it's like, hey, at least you're this. That's no reason to settle for unhappiness. You should be able to experience success, happiness, pride, peace, all of that all at once. You shouldn't have to sacrifice a few for one or one for the other. That's no way to live at all. Always do what's in your best interest, what's good for you, what you feel in your heart is something you want to do. Focus on you, because you are going to be the orchestrator of your own growth, your own progress, your own life. There's going to be a point in time when it's going to be up to you to decide what you want to do for yourself. And no one's going to be around to tell you what's right or what's wrong. It's just going to be you surrounded by what you create or surrounded by what you don't create, which is nothing. I don't know why I took such a deep breath. I looked at the timer while I was breathing. I was like, oh my God, what the hell is going on here? I guess I really wanted to do an episode like this to just kind of put an end to everything that we go through. Not that this one episode is capable of doing that. If it is, then wow, thank you in advance. But, you know, we all go through this stuff where we're confident in ourselves, where we just want to do what's good for us. And we finally get it in our heads where it's us over everything. Meaning if you like it, you know, you want to do it. But then people start to weigh us down with their opinions, their advice, whether it's advice we wanted to hear or advice we didn't ask for. And then we start questioning. It's like, damn, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this isn't the best idea. I think if you want to chase your dreams, you should go for it. You know, definitely have that sense of reality where, hey, this journey could take a long time. It may compromise my stability that I have going for me right now. I'm not going to say just go into anything blindly, but in terms of making progress, make sure that progress is something that you want. A lot of times you'll hear, hey, I know you want to do this, but maybe do this first as a security net. And it's just like, I guess, you know, if you say it out loud to someone who lives in the real world, that makes sense. But then it's just like, don't waste all that time. If you have a gut feeling that this is something that you want to do and an opportunity that you're presented with, even though it doesn't look like it's a successful opportunity, it's an opportunity you feel that if you take it and you put any amount of work that you want to put into it, it's going to guarantee what you want, you know, you go for it, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think we got to start pushing being positive in terms of working towards our goals. I think all of us have an understanding that we live in the real world and things are not going to go the way that you want them to go. But at the very least, if you want to do something for you, that's not wrong. Even if it doesn't fall into the traditional means or the traditional norm, you're doing that. You're not going to go to school. You're going to pursue music. You know, good luck. You know, it's going to get hard to find a job. You don't know what that opportunity has. You're just putting it into the atmosphere that it's not going to work based on the idea of what you were told and what you're following. That doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody else. So, you know, I just really want everyone to be their own cheerleader. I really want everyone to just push forward, including myself. I want all of us to just move forward, get stuff off the ground that we want to get off the ground, ignore anything that's negative in terms of giving us setbacks. You know, sometimes we might deem good advice as negative. It's crazy, but this is the thing about life. It's all about how you perceive things. It's all about how you look at life. There's no right and wrongs when it comes to that. I'm not talking about the ironclad right and wrongs where it's just like, okay, you definitely shouldn't be doing that. I'm talking about when it comes to wanting to live out your dreams. There's nothing wrong with just going all out and making sure your dreams come true. Because like I said, you're an orchestrator of your own life. You decide whether you keep going or you give up. Life does not decide that for you. Life just gives you those points where it's like, all right, do you want to stop here or you want to keep going? But you decide all of that. You can make anything happen. That is one of the most beautiful things of life. It's really hot in my room all of a sudden. I think that's why I'm breathing so heavy, because I don't know, the heat just kicks in when it wants to. And I'm just like, it's no need. I think yesterday was 50 degrees. What the hell is going on? But that's why I wanted this podcast to be what I wanted it to be, because I want to create a platform in which I know people will gravitate towards to, because it'll be a well-known platform. And I just want to promote words of positivity and words of, you know, that coincide with reality. I'm not trying to sell dreams and just tell everyone to give up all forms of stability for the sake of chasing your dreams. I'm saying if you believe that it's something that you can do, then you go for it. Don't listen to anyone else, especially those who compromised themselves for the sake of living a stable life. Because they'll be stable, yeah, but are they happy? And don't fall for the perception that they give you. Hey, look at me. You know, I got this going on for me. I got this going on. Ask them if they're happy. Ask them if they're satisfied. You will be surprised. There may be a number of people who say, you know what? I'm not happy. I wish I would have done this a lot sooner. If you don't receive the opportunity you want, you create the opportunity. Understand that following your dreams may come with waiting a really long time or waiting a really short time. Sometimes you just happen to just follow your dream on a good day, and then you just gravitate all that's coming to you. Sometimes it takes a really long time. Like if you're 15 and you want to be a successful music artist, you may not live that dream until you're 30, 40. But if you still have that passion, if you still want to keep going, by all means, go for it. I think that's just one thing that we have to understand, that it may not happen the time we want it to happen, but as long as we keep moving forward and we want it to happen, we can make it happen. And as time goes by, it becomes a lot easier to do a lot of the things that were said to be impossible when we announced it. Like, look at me now. I used to think podcasting was something you needed a radio station for, or, you know, just you had to have all this equipment. It's now as easy as just recording your voice and uploading it. Most people may think you have the most advanced setup in the world, when in reality, you're just using your phone, like I did during the Travel with Sales series. As long as you want to do it, you do it. Understand failure is going to be part of the process, just like victory is going to be part of the process. Either or could happen. One can definitely happen if you don't put in the work, if you don't continue with the progress, if you don't make any progress. And we're already 13 minutes in. So, all right, so I'm going to stop right here, and I will be back for hopefully the final time. There's one more thing that I want to speak about with all of you before I, you know, say my end of the year speech and wrap this episode up and start preparing for the new year. But before I do that, if you feel I just shifted in tone, it's because this is my third recording process. I'm telling you, those 15 minutes, they really go by fast. I'm never taking for granted 20 seconds again. Like I used to say a minute just was enough, but no, like I'll take 2 seconds and I'll jump into what I got to do. But yeah, I want to talk about something that I had shared via a reel on my IG page. And it was about sacrifices and how sacrifices are necessary in order to grow. I'm saying that now, but when I was about 15 years old, I combated that. I didn't believe that that was true. I truly thought that there was a way to, you know, have your cake and eat it too, pretty much. Like you could progress and still have all the things people say you need to let go of in order to grow. It's not even that you need to let go of it. You have to let go of it in order to grow. And I realized I was making sacrifices whether I realized it or not, because it was like, all right, once I started focusing on me, the time that I used to spread apart to make sure I was able to spend time with everyone else, I had to shorten that in order to make sure that I was in the position that I wanted to be in order to make progress. So if I was making sacrifices in those areas, then I realized I had to have been making sacrifices in other areas. Like the time that I would use to check in on someone or the time that I would use to help someone else grow, I'm using that time for me. And then you realize that there's so much that hinders your growth, whether it's purposefully done or by accident. Sometimes, you know, hanging out with too much people is not a bad thing. That's not a bad activity. But if you have something else you need to be doing, then it's like something you shouldn't be doing. So when you change your perspective and you start focusing on yourself, you start to sacrifice everything else that you used to do that was just hindering growth. And then, you know, if you had time for it, you can go back, but it may not be the same, you know? Some people, there's gonna be a lot. There's a lot that comes with just focusing on you. It's gonna be perceived as selfish to some or most. You may be cheered on by some or most. It's a mixed bag, but it's always gonna come with something. Like once you, I was laying down one day and I said to myself, the sacrifices I make for growth go as small as me sacrificing one step for the other in order to move forward. Anything that put me towards where I wanted to be was a sacrifice I made. By choosing to not be where I was or where I'm at in order to be where I need to be, I sacrifice resting. I sacrifice just, you know, being stagnant. So then I was like, you know, sacrifices can be a good thing, depending on how you look at it. And you can't bring everyone with you along the way. I know that is a sad reality, because you really want to believe that the people you come across in life, well, I'm speaking for myself. I really want to believe that the people that I've come across in life all want the same thing, all have the same work ethic, the same drive, the same focus, the same desires. But that's just not true. So I would have to focus on my desired reality or the reality that's set in stone and that I have to accept in order to move forward. Not everyone's going to be there. And it that has been an eye-opening experience in general, because it's just like so much could have been accomplished had we all just had the same drive at the same time. But maybe things wouldn't be the way they are now, so it's not something that I dwell on or am frustrated about. But it is a shame nonetheless. Like one day, I just found myself thinking about all the things that I was doing and the age that I was doing it. And I was just like, this is not growth. This is just kind of being in a safe space, just being adjusted to something that I'm used to, knowing the outcome. That's safety. When I could just be venturing out into the unknown, trying something different, having something be added to my growth, my process, my progress. And it's just like, okay, this is different. This is cool. This is new. Opening new doors. And once I realized that I wanted to do more of that than just being in a safe space, I was like, wow, I have to give this up in order to do this. So it's a tough and bitter swill to swallow. I was about to say a bitter swill sailed Apollo. I don't know what's going on, but this is why you don't do three recordings back to back. This is why I stopped doing music, because after a while you start slipping up on your words and you're just like, let me just drink this water. You know, when I really started realizing the podcast system started getting out of whack, I stopped drinking tea when I was recording. Those were good days. I was listening to my earlier episodes and I was like, damn, I heard the cup like this after I was talking. I said, yep. That was when I had that green tea that day. And then my mom got me that orange hibiscus. It was something. It was a slamming flavor, but it was good nonetheless. But listen, it's like I said before, your life is your gift. You have a God-given right to live your life however you want to live it. If you want to not disappoint the people that you love and care about, you're not wrong for doing that. If you focus on making sure you're not disappointed, you don't care about everyone else, you're not wrong for doing that. There's no such thing as right and wrong when it comes to you making choices for your life. The only thing that we all have to acknowledge is that we either accept what someone's doing, or someone has to accept what we're doing, or we don't, or they don't. Like, you accept it or you don't. Those are the only two things. But whatever makes a person happy. Well, let me not. You know, it's unfortunate that I have to catch myself on that, because there are ways people make themselves happy that are detrimental to them. But let's remove all of that and let's just focus on the idea of what makes them happy in terms of growth. You know, if they want to put all their eggs in one basket, if they want to, you know, get married after knowing someone for more than 2 days, if they want to stay single for the rest of their life, if they want to not go to school, if they want to keep going to school, if they want to invest money into something that seems like it's shaky. I say it out loud and it's just like, yeah, that stuff is crazy. But that's the thing. There's no such thing as sanity when it comes to living life. People are inspired by the littlest things or the largest things to do crazy things as a result. And then what becomes crazy becomes a success story that others follow. That's the beauty of it. You might watch some of these videos when they talk about their success story and it's like, yeah, I only had $3 that day. And I could have chose to get bread for my mom, but instead I did that. I used the money to play the lotto and I won $1 billion. Now everyone is just like, damn, man, if I could just get my hand on $3 and I could, you never know. You never know. Now, I wouldn't say that that's the best idea because that's the lotto, but I say that to say that people think something is crazy until it works and then it becomes someone's blueprint for success. That's how wild and beautiful life is. You just never know. But even if it happens to them in that way, that's not a guarantee it's going to happen for you. But if you have the mindset that you want that for you, then you do what you have to do. Put in the work. Be who you are unapologetically. Like, you all know my stance on social media. I was reading comments today and it was just like, you know, people say so much because they're not saying it in person. These personas that's created by social media is ridiculous. And I hate it. I always will. But to give social media some credit, it has created voices for people to be confident and carry who they are online to real life. So, you know, kudos to social media. But yeah, be who you want to be unapologetically. Don't be ashamed to ask for help, whether you're too young or you're too old. Don't be ashamed to start something that people say you should have started a long time ago. Don't be ashamed of, you know, being somewhere you said you weren't going to be because things didn't work out. As long as you have the will to go forward and you're open to learn and educate yourself, and you're determined to move forward from where you are each and every day, to be your biggest cheerleader, to not be brought down by any negativity and instead convert that into energy to keep yourself positive. Just focus on forward. To hell with what anyone else can say to bring you down. To hell with everyone's negative opinions. To hell with those who just want to be nothing but negative. Like, leave all of that alone. Focus on what you want to do for yourself. Focus on how you're going to get there. Begin the process. Understand that the process may take longer or shorter than you may prepare yourself for. And the reason why I say shorter is because some people aren't ready when they get what they want. And then they have to deal with that. That's a whole different thing. But just do what you want to do. Speak it into existence. Plan it out to prepare to create it and then move forward. Execute that plan. That's all there is to it. That is the success right there. You're manifesting what you want. You could take the advice of everyone else, but no one's right or wrong when it comes to their life. People can make the right choices or the wrong choices every day. It all depends on how you look at it. If you really think about it, someone could find something right or wrong in something that you're saying every day. There's never going to be a time where you're doing things that hit their ear in the right way possible. And who cares? Who cares? Please, 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 please get that out of your mindset. It's all about yourself, because at the end of the day, you can only help yourself be better. And I say that not to say that no one else is willing to help you, but sometimes people can only help you to the best of their ability. Some people don't want to help you at all, but that's not going to result in you not getting to where you need to be, because at the end of the day, it takes you. People can extend their hand to help you, but you got to extend your hand out to take that help. So it all starts with you. I got 3 minutes left before the end of this recording. So let me just say once again, thank you all so much for tuning into the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. Whether you've been here since day one or you just started recently or in the middle, I love and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you all so much who gave me kind words to keep going. Thank you to my mom, my family for just being my rock, my supporters, my cheerleaders. Thank you all to my closest friends who I consider family. Thank you to the love of my life for just giving me a perspective and a life that I just did not envision at all. Thank you all for like the kindness, the tough words, just the worrying about me, the just having faith in me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm wishing nothing but success for every single person I know, I don't know, that I will know, that I will never know. I want nothing but peace and prosperity for myself, for everyone around. I just want everyone to be safe and sound, for their mental health to be like 100%. Please be open to speak to others when you don't feel like you're yourself. And if you take time away to get back to being yourself, don't apologize for that. Everything is for the sake of growth. Everything is for the sake to be better. I'm just grateful. Thank you so much. Here is to a prosperous, successful 2023. And may we all be prepared for the things we are prepared for. And we brace ourselves for the things we aren't. We bounce back when we face that. I will be back January 16th. Until then, be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground, and spread love, peace, positive vibes. Be each other's anchors. Be each other's cheerleaders. Be everything that you want someone to be for you. And that's it. That's all I have to say. I'm pretty sure I have other topics that are going to pop in my head, but we're just going to end it now, and then we'll just start fresh again. Season 6 bound. All right, everyone. Take care. Enjoy your New Year's Eve night. Someone's going to keep drinking until like the second. So if you want to turn up, turn up. But nonetheless, I love you all. Thanks again. Chillest out.